Hey, everyone. Welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And we're working on episode 266 in our quest to learn about God and His Word. And we, we're always students. You know, I don't care how old you are or how long you've been a Christian. I don't care how long you've been studying God's Word. We're still students. Yeah. And I guess we'll be students until the day we die. I know people use the word scholars and so-called Bible experts and whatever, but at the end of the day, none of us can know the mind of God, Scripture right. says. So we're always constantly in a state of discovery
right.
and growth. What do you think?
Yeah. And, you know, when I do think about, because I think the last time we had class, we mentioned this too, about the Lord, it was about people. I'm trying to remember what it
Well,
exactly
they
was.
Said, didn't we prophesy in your name?
Right.
Didn't we cast out demons in your name?
But what I want to go back to is, I remember, you know, when you get saved, I firmly believe that the Lord gives you, when He comes into your heart, mm-hmm. that He gives you that reassurance that you're in the family. Things may not always be good and all of that, but He gives you the assurance of that. I'm just wondering why other people would try to fake it, you know, like come saying Lord, Lord, and when they really know that's not what they're doing. They don't know Him. They're not seeking after Him. But what do you think? They came to Him. Why did they come to Him in the first place? I didn't read the other part of the scripture. What drew them to coming
well,
to Christ?
There is no other part of the scripture, actually. It jumps into that.
It comes from
a section of scripture that talks about there being two paths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really referring to people that are going one direction and actually choosing incorrectly, or they can choose a narrow path or they can choose a wide path.
Right.
Or they can choose a tree that bears good fruit or trees that bear bad fruit. So the Lord he's wrapping up His sermon, and he's going through this litany of good fruit, bad fruit, narrow ways, wide ways, straight gates, broad gates. You know, he's making mm-hmm. these side-by-side comparisons.
Right.
And he even goes a little further after he talks about the people that'll say, Lord, Lord. He goes into, there's two foundations, two homes, one built on solid rock and one built on, you know, shaky mm-hmm. soil.
Right.
And so he's making these comparisons. And so it seems like he just takes it to the next level that says there'll even be people that'll come thinking that they're going into the kingdom, but they aren't.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And I think one of the reasons we've been laboring in this section of scripture is because it's clear that people can have there can be maybe well-intentioned people that are never truly converted, or there can be people that are trying to, like what you were suggesting, and that's just play games. They have ulterior motives.
Right.
Like I believe in chapter 8 of the book of Acts, mm-hmm. Simon the sorcerer really
right.
knew
right.
that he was not converted
right.
and he was not interested in at least becoming converted,
right.
certainly not for the right reasons.
Right. But when you look at the one in Matthew 7, he goes on to say, you know, didn't we prophesy? Didn't we, you know, I
right.
can see if a person just came and said, I'm this or that. But this person or people went on to name things that they felt they did in the name of Christ. And that's what is you know, kind of deep for you to kind of, oh, how did they do that? You know, especially coming from the apostolic church, and we had our, you know, our ways of doing things, and we got used to it. Like, it was according to scripture,
right.
you know, but then these people are doing it a different way. And it's kind of like, how could you do this if you knew if you were fake, or how could that really happen?
That they would ask, why aren't they being allowed in heaven?
Yeah, when they come and say, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? You know, like maybe they were convinced that they had been doing that.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I think there can be, you know, at least two, maybe three sets of people. People that are saved and know they're saved.
Mm-hmm.
People that are not saved and know they're not saved. Those are probably the clearest thinking people there. But then I think there could be another group, at least
this group
one.
Here?
There could be a group that may think they're saved and they're just delusional. They're not saved.
Yeah.
Now, are these people intentionally, you know, deceived?
Because God is so kind, so, you know, he would take people in or whatever. He will, if they come to him, he would, you know. So it must have been something that they really, something that they did that we're not maybe privy to.
Well, I don't know, because I think the catch, I think the real verse that blows this whole argument open, and I think we alluded to it in our last episode, is when Jesus says in Matthew 7:23, I never knew you. You know, I keep going back to that.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where we can separate the, you know, the men from the boys, so to speak. I never knew you. Depart from me. But then here's the kicker, as we said before, you workers of iniquity, or you workers of lawlessness.
Right.
So to work at something suggests that they've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this all the time.
And nobody told them.
Yeah. This is not just something that seems like it was part-time.
Right.
If he never knew you, you know, salvation. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in our next episode about what salvation, what coming to know Jesus really means.
Right. Because if they were really sincere, the compassion of God would have kicked in and the Lord would have saved them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think if they were really sincere, they wouldn't be lost.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Bible says that he gives us the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth.
Right.
And so I think that also means that he's not going to let us be deceived.
Yeah.
To the point where
where
he would say, depart from me.
I
never knew you. And, you know, cast them, you know.
So evidently he knew all about what they were up to. You know, he was.
He knew. Okay. And I think I'm more and more convinced that they knew as well.
Okay.
That this was not accidental or incidental. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would help us not to be lost like that, that we would come to know you and that we would ask you to forgive us for our sins and save us and receive us into your kingdom. And Lord, if we are deceived on something, please, we ask you to reveal it to us, as David did in Psalms 139 when he said, you know, to search me, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and bring us into the way of everlasting life.
Yes.
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
We'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie.